and you can't expect to be invited to tournaments. Like, you don't have that. You don't have that. You can't have that expectation. I don't expect to get invited to every tournament. But still, you can't say I didn't know what I was doing. Like, still, a 16-year-old has the understanding that you don't cheat, right? I mean, like,
I don't disagree. I was actually trying to kind of understand the mafia structure.
I think it's like, if we go back 10 years, that's the time that FIDE was under different leadership. I think things were very different because where the money came from.
And I don't think we have the clout necessary to be in the mafia. Maybe you are. I think you have. Personally, you have the clout. Okay, so we've been having this discussion basically for the duration of the match. Already after 2-0, it became kind of clear. And a lot of people were talking about the chess mafia. And who's part of the chess mafia? And I was trying to kind of understand who's part of the chess mafia also. And whether we are part of the chess mafia.
Well, it depends who you ask.
But I don't think we're part of the chess mafia. Like, we kind of agreed with chat that C-Squared doesn't have the clout necessary to be part of chess mafia yet.
Okay, so the chess mafia, clearly it starts with chess.com on the top and Magnus. Okay. This is like, if you imagine a pyramid, then yes. At the top clearly it has to be, this is the highest point of the chess mafia, right?
Yes.
And then you go down.
But some people would actually be upset about that, like not getting the top, like FIDE, for example, would probably be upset not being called.
But this is not like an actual chess mafia. This is the chess mafia as proposed by Hans and Kramnik, right?
Okay.
Or even just Hans. I don't know. Maybe I don't think, but Kramnik has also definitely bought into this idea of the untouchables, and he has different words for it. But to be honest, mafia and untouchables, that there's, it's very similar sort of wording that they came to use.
Yes.
So okay, in that case, FIDE is not even in the picture.
Today's episode is sponsored by chessbook.com. Chessbook.com is a great tool, whether you are a beginner or a professional like myself, to help you build up a great opening repertoire. And we all know how important it is to get out of the opening in tip-top shape. It can basically dictate the remainder of the game. Now let's take a look at some of the cool features of chessbook.com. I've been building my repertoire for the last couple of days against one of the most solid approaches from black against 1 to d4, and that is bishop to b4, also known as the Rogozin. And what I was looking to implement in my game was a combative approach in this position. Immediately, chessbook.com came with a solution, queen to a4. It also tells me this is the sharpest line in this position. I really love the fact it gives you the eval 0.2. It also tells you what players around your rating usually score in this position. Another really cool feature that I really enjoy playing with is the how to play from here feature, which basically gives you a blueprint of how to approach the position, where to place your pieces, and in general is going to help you drill down the main ideas of the opening that you're building your repertoire around. Chessbook.com is free and easy to sign up for. Just go to chessbook.com/c-squared and take your opening game to the next level. So FIDE is part of the chess mafia. Interesting.
Yeah, FIDE is not even there. And in fact, they're probably fighting the chess mafia. They're a different mafia. They're not the mafia that we're talking about. So
what type of mafia are they?
Chess.com. not a mafia that we're worried about.
Okay.
They're a different mafia.
Tiny mafia. Okay.
We're not worried about that mafia.
Okay.
So of course we have chess.com and Magnus at the top. And Hikaru, right, pretty much right there with them, but maybe a little bit a rung below. And Levy, as we found out, is there. You disagree?
No. I'm not really sure. I don't disagree. I was actually trying to kind of understand the mafia structure, and I was sort of comparing FIDE and the St. Louis Chess Club. I guess they're part of the mafia as well, and chess.com. And I was saying that in the chess world, it feels like we don't have a mafia picture compared to any other like industries where you have a monopolizing, let's say, figure. I don't feel like we have that in the chess world, but you know, obviously you think that chess.com is
no.
is the big mafia.
I'm just going with the idea. But actually, no, like my real opinion, and I've dealt with all the organizations at length for nearly 20 years, right? Although chess.com, they came later. So if we're talking about individual people like Magnus or Hikaru, I really think that they are just individuals. But they just like me, they do work, and perhaps even more so because Magnus does have a, I mean, he did have, and there are business connections there, which I don't even think that he probably was negotiating with or dealing with, probably just his company and his whatever you want to call it, is being managed by other people, right? Chess players don't want to really deal with the business side of things too much. Mm-hmm. And definitely with Magnus, I would assume that he's not dealing with the business side of things. But of course, like, we're all in the mix of it, right? And he's definitely one of the central figures in terms of playing tournaments and dealing with organizers. And Hikaru as well. But they are individuals. They mostly, like, they're not part of this, you know, big, you know, one world government or something. It's not a giant conspiracy. Just like me or you, they are individuals who are looking out for their interests and for their image. Mm-hmm. And now when it comes to organizations, this is of course more interesting because then you have chess.com, you have FIDE, and those are more complicated. They deal with a lot of people who all have their own idea of what to do. And definitely, I mean, you're not going to call it conspiracy, but there are a lot of people working together in those things. And the question is, of course, like, is there corruption, and how widespread is it? Because in general, in companies, you're going to have corruption to some extent. That's kind of just how it works in companies, or at least what people would call corruption. And then, like, having seen behind the scenes in chess.com, things are pretty good, to be honest. Like, they are pretty open with the public. I've never seen anything like nefarious going on, to be honest. It's a big company with a lot of money, and they're juggling a lot of different things. But I think they do mostly do things fairly. Now the question of
that's what the mafia Kremlin member would say. That's what the mafia member would say.
Well, yeah, sure, but I'm trying to go about this in like an unbiased way, because I've also disagreed many times with what they do. And I spoke also at length about how I don't think that the thing with Hans was handled well. But on the other hand, since then, they have given Hans absolutely the fairest possible treatment.
Yeah.
Like, after the lawsuit was settled and we got all the ugly legal stuff out of the way, despite what Hans might say, he actually got extremely fair treatment. They even though he did cheat multiple times, he is free to play on their platform. They do promote him heavily, which is good probably for both parties. So that's why they do it, because he's a draw. He brings eyeballs. Mm-hmm. And he also does want, of course, favorable treatment from a big company like chess.com. So I think it's actually like a mutually beneficial arrangement at the moment. But he attacks them at times, which is kind of like biting the hand that feeds you in a way, because they are giving him tournaments and opportunities and so on and so forth. They also allow him to speak his mind to an absurd extent on their own platform. Like, they basically gave him like a 1.5, I don't know, what was it with Levy? Okay, maybe less than an hour, but more or less like an hour long rant where he could just say whatever he wants.
A double rant. Yeah, the first rant with Danya, and then the rant with Levy.
Yeah, with Danya, there was like, no, it was just a, what's your opinion? I think that Danya handled it well. But there was no like pushing back for the most part. It was just like, speak your mind and say what you want to say.
Yes.
And then with Levy, of course, there was a lot of pushback. Levy was probably, because he was also getting attacked himself, but he was allowed to speak his mind for like an hour. I mean, you can't say that this is some kind of, you know, mafia that's trying to silence and kill the opposition. Now, when it comes to what Kramnik says, which is more related to cheating stuff, I think he is right that the cheating stuff isn't handled well very often. I think it's not easy to handle it well to their credit. I don't think that they have an easy job. I don't see it as like a good situation at the moment. I still think cheating is pretty serious issue. I don't know what the solution is. I think they do try, which is what Kranich wouldn't agree with. But do they actually succeed in doing a good job? I don't know. It's probably not. And I think like one of the main things I always disagreed with was that they just always keep it hush hush with people who cheat. Like, okay, you cheat, yeah, we'll cover for you basically. You just admit it. And then you cheat again, and yeah, we still cover for you, and nobody ever knows. Yeah, of course you stole money, but nobody ever has to find out, pretty much. And it's not just the stealing money; it's also the integrity of the game is damaged. Like in another sport, you would not get away with it. You cheat, you're just gone. I mean, a second chance, third chance—it's just too much. Now they don't do that, but it took them a long time, right? A really long time.
Yeah.
And about the St. Louis Chess Club, again, I've dealt with the St. Louis Chess Club and continued to be an ambassador for them for 9 years now. Since 2015, mid 2015, and again, despite Hans's claims, the thing is like. These are invitational tournaments, so I don't think they treated him unfairly whatsoever. He was invited, and then he did not honor the invitation and the hospitality that they extended to him. And after that, his invitations were withdrawn for I don't know what period of time. That's again, I have no insight into that, besides what was like
No, I think
basically said.
the public discussion is that he's going to get somewhat reinstated if they decide to do so at the end of 2024. But 2024 was when he was banned from the club, from club
But
tournaments,
yeah,
which by the way don't include the US Championships, which he's going to play.
So the US Championship is sponsored and held in the St. Louis Chess Club. Well, in the Hall of Fame, I think, but okay, basically the St. Louis Chess Club. And he qualified legitimately. It's all a qualification process. There's one wild card, I think, that they decide on, but besides that, everyone who qualifies has the right to play, and he's one of those players. As virtue of being like, I don't know, fifth highest in the country, I think. So, yeah, that's besides the point. The point is that there are tournaments that are invitational tournaments, and there are tournaments that you qualify to, and you can't expect to be invited to tournaments. Like you don't have that. You don't have that. You can't have that expectation. I don't expect to get invited to every tournament. And if I've had a falling out with an organization, I certainly wouldn't expect to get invited to the tournament. Now, maybe they would, but that's up to them. That's their discretion. And that's the same for the St. Louis Chess Club. They have tournaments like the US Championship, which the St. Louis Chess Club does not have a right to uninvite someone who qualified legitimately. But there are tournaments that are just invitationals, like the one that's coming up after that, the Chess 9LX Fischer Random Tournament. That is purely just they invite based on whatever criteria they want. And I think they mostly do it by like rating in the country. They want to invite American players. So by that criteria, yes, Hans would be a logical choice, but it's an invitational. It's not something you're entitled to. And this is just something that I think every chess player at some point finds out that if you aren't on good terms with an organization, they have the right to not invite you. Maybe at some point it will change. In fact, I hope it does. I don't want, like, I think he's a very strong player and he deserves, at some point, if he's not burning his bridges to play in top tournaments. But that's not up to me. That's up to the organizers. And it's going to be that with other organizers, not just St. Louis Chess Club, many others. Now he complains that he's uninvited. Let's say Gashima Memorial, another tournament that I have played in the past, and I don't know the details of this. That's what he says, that he was uninvited after being invited.
Yes.
Now I don't know the details. Normally, if you're invited, then honor code is your invitation stands. I don't know the details behind that one.
Yeah, that's basically what I said as well. Basically, if you shouldn't be able to rescind like that, or at least it shouldn't be
Yeah, but then the
fair
question
thing
is
to
like,
do.
was it a tentative, like verbal, like are you available to play sort of thing, or did he actually get a contract? And then it gets into legal stuff. I'm
No, I don't think there was a
not that
contract.
clear.
If there was a
Yeah,
contract, then
probably.
probably he would be able to actually sue. But
Yeah,
I don't
okay,
think that's
well,
the case.
it's also very difficult to like, I understand we say sue, but lawsuits are not an easy thing. I mean, not only do you, like, let's say you get invited and you get a starting fee of, I don't know, $10,000 or something, and then you get tied up in like a year-long legal fight over some money, and you don't even know if, I mean, this is a tournament in another country. These are people in other countries, so like where do you sue them? So it's okay, lawsuits are really not the answer. Normally you just kind of build relationships and then you improve your rating, and at that point you get all the invitations that you could ever want. That's usually how it works out. But yeah, of course, building relationships is part of it. That's the system. I mean, there are also tournaments, like you can survive entirely based on tournaments that don't have an invitational process, like FIDE events, World Cup, Grand Swiss, Grand Prix, if they have that, the US Championship, if you're in the United States, and other events, the online events. Like you could definitely pretty much make a year full of tournaments on that. But there are a lot of invitationals too, and most players do want to play those as well. So I understand his position, but again, like if he was playing another sport, he would not have been able to return to chess so easily after cheating on more than one occasion, even if it was just online, even if it was for almost no money. Still, like other sports would take this more seriously. Chess is very forgiving in that regard, and overall, I don't know if he has a legitimate complaint to say, I'm not getting invited to all the tournaments I want, because, well, when I cheated, it was, 5 years ago or whatever, and who cares now? Because actually, people do care. That's the thing.
Yeah, I think his claim was basically that he was a teenager, he was very young, he didn't know what he was doing, and basically he shouldn't be punished for that, or at least, the punishment,
Okay,
he took it and
I
now it's time
agree.
to move on, basically.
I agree. He was a teenager. He was very young. He was what, 16, whatever, whatever he says officially was like 16, 13, right? Or 16, 12.
Something like that.
Very young. And it was indeed 5 years ago, based on what he said, right? I know chess.com has their report. I don't want to get into details of that, but based on what he said. But still, you can't say, I didn't know what I was doing. Like, still, a 16-year-old has the understanding that you don't cheat, right? I mean, like this is basic.
Yes.
At least that it's not like a 16-year-old would not cheat and then say, I'm cheating, because they understand that it's a bad thing, so they would hide it, right? They would do it secretly. They wouldn't, openly cheat, right? Because they understand that they're not allowed to, and that it's against the rules of the game. So that much you can't say. That you were young and you made a mistake, yes, of course. That's absolutely true. And with like pretty much any crime, I would give more lenience to someone who's younger. I mean, the younger they are, the I think more lenience and understanding we have as a society. But still, that you're not 5 years old, you're 16, you still understand it's wrong.
Yeah. Cool. All right. I don't know why we're having a podcast right now, but we started a discussion. We started a nice discussion about Chess Mafia, and it seems like it's a complicated one. It's a complicated one regarding cheating as well, regarding invitations being rescinded, which is definitely, I think, wrong from a moral perspective. But it's kind of a consequence of everything that has been happening in the last few years surrounded him. But yeah.
Well, yes, taking his word at face value, then yeah, it doesn't seem like appropriate behavior.
We talked about who's in the mafia, Laurent. We talked about everything mafia related. That's it. And I'm
Are
kind of
the question,
upset.
are we in the mafia? Are we in the mafia?
Well, I already asked them, and I don't think we have the clout necessary to be in the mafia. Maybe you are. I think you have. Personally, you have the clout. But C squared, I don't think it's in the mafia.
Well, I've worked for chess.com.
No, I think you definitely are. You're definitely
I've
part of the
been
mafia.
contracted to do commentary on 3 occasions. And I've done a chessable course,
No,
but Kramnik has also done a chessable course.
I think
I don't
you're
know. Is
definitely part of
Kramnik
the
part of the
mafia.
mafia?
Kramnik
Yeah, but
probably
like, you know what I mean?
has
I don't
been
get
part of
special
the mafia,
treatment.
but not anymore.
I don't get special treatment, despite my mafia ties.
I don't
I
know what
mean,
to say. Maybe you should renegotiate your mafia contract.
yeah, maybe. Maybe. The question will soon be like, is Hans in the mafia? Because he's going to be playing so many chess.com tournaments and being on their platform for so long that maybe he'll even become friends with Danny. And then, you know, who's in the mafia now?
I
It's
think
a
this
tough
is
one.
basically the next step. This is the next step of the mafia to coax Hans to join the mafia and then ultimately to come after Kramnik, make him an offer that he cannot refuse.
So Kramnik also will be enticed to go to the mafia.
In the end, everybody's going to join the mafia.
Oh yeah, I guess so. Well, that's but okay, one thing which I definitely can say is not true is that like different organizations do not really cooperate that much. In fact, they're usually opposed. Like FIDE and chess.com, it's not like they're opposed. They do kind of talk together and try to like they're all trying to make money for themselves in the end. But they're usually find like some opposition. So they try to negotiate something, have a tournament together, or FIDE in the St. Louis Chess Club. It's happened in the past. They've tried to like create some sort of like FIDE tour or something like that. It usually doesn't work out because these companies have their own separate interests and they can't find common ground very often. I think that like Chess24 and the St. Louis Chess Club, they were at some point, they were doing some broadcasting together, or Lee Chess and the St. Louis Chess Club. But it's usually like very, very minor stuff. They're quite independent organizations, who just kind of have to exist in the same sphere. And chess players are forced, not, I don't know if forced is the right word, but we are playing in all of their different events. So we're kind of negotiating with all of them. And their job is to like make the chess players happy in some sense because they need them to bring the views. They need Magnus or Ikaru or me to bring viewership. So they try to like have a good re relationship with the players as well. But yeah, it's not the dirtiest. I think that's like some FIDE politics can get pretty dirty, but I'm not inside that stuff. I don't know how, like in terms of like elections, I just don't know how that works, but I can assume that it does get potentially rather dirty.
That was basically my conclusion. I realized that chess, in fact, compared to any other sport or organization in general, it's quite clean and generally not dependent on one singular entity, which kind of cancels this whole point of the mafia being existent in the chess world. I
Yeah,
think we're
I think
mafia free. I want to say that chess is probably mafia free.
it's like if we go back 10 years, that's the time that FIDE was under different leadership. I think things were very different. Because where the money came from for FIDE events. Now I understand that there are people who will say that, yeah, it comes from this company and that company and they have these ties and that ties. And I'm not an expert in these companies or where they get their money from. But on paper they are legitimate companies. While in the past we don't know where the money came from at all. They came from like perhaps dictators or like some very, very dirty places. And if we're talking about how like some I think there's some interesting reading that people could get into about like the Olympiad in Elista. I think it was in 98. Or like the chess city that was built in Elista in Kalmykia. And yeah, it used to be a lot more dirty. That's at least my perception of it.
What did our boy Greg do?
I don't know. I haven't seen anything since.
I think he was beating Bortnik. But yeah. Anyway, okay. I think I'm a
Wait,
little
did you?
bit a little bit upset because I think they hijacked our words. We used to call the chess mafia the chess Illuminati, and now everybody kind of started calling them the chess mafia. They should call
Oh,
them
so I
chess
think Grigori
Illuminati.
did win.
Did he?
Yeah, because now he's playing Fedosev, so that's an interesting match.
Oh, that's good.
Draw first game. But also, very interesting match, Jan Nepomniachtchi against Jose Martinez Alcantara. And first game looks to be heading to a draw. But we know that particular matchup has has some history. Arjun against Wesley is interesting as well. I mean, not interesting like in the Kramnik sense, but interesting like as just an interesting match. I don't know what's happening there. Arjun's down a piece. Not sure, but he's very active. Level against Vidit. So kind of all the favorites went through, right?
It
Like
seems like
Wesley, Levon,
it.
Jaspem. I don't know, Tuan Minlay, a favorite against David Antón. I would say it's a toss-up, but yeah, but the favorite kind of went through.
Cool.
Interesting.
Christian is up to his eyeballs in chess mafia money, trying to put us off the scent. That's true. That's true. I'm part of all the chess mafias. I think you're part of all the chess mafias also, Fabi.
I think there was a time when we like ran a chess.com ad, and then that was like that was it. That was
Did
the
we?
clearest sign. Well, I
We
don't know,
never had
like
the chess.com ad.
we didn't.
No.
Or like we have a sign up, yeah, where you can like sign up for their.
Yeah, but that's different.
Yeah, and I think we get like I don't know how much we made, maybe like
Okay.
$80 total from sign up membership signups. Some pretty serious money there. How much have we made from that? 100,
A bit more than that. I don't know.
110.
I actually don't know. Like, that's not. Yes.
I've
We're.
never looked at it. I just like see sometimes in the email there's like, oh, you made $4.17
Correct.
because.
If people sign up to chess.com through our special promo code, they get a discount and we get mafia money.
Amazing. Yeah, I've definitely I've definitely gotten rich off of those, $100 that we split, whatever it was. But that's pretty much the extent of your dealings with chess.com, right? Have you ever done even commentary for them?
I'm not part of the chess.com mafia.
I am though.
I
I've
don't
done
think I.
commentary.
The only time I made any money off of chess.com is when we won the championship, the
Ah,
Time
yes.
Battle Championship.
I think we won 4,500 each, right? No, or
35,
less.
3,500 each.
35, wow. But we actually played an event for that. That was
Correct. Correct.
real chess.
It's just like competition. So, you know.
But we were invited, and to be honest, why would we be invited? I don't know. So it is very suspicious, of course, that we were invited.
Yes. Very suspicious. I think it's.
And
There's some
you
chess
know who else was
mafia.
invited?
Huh?
Alice Lee. Alice Lee, part of the chess mafia. Wesley So.
I think everybody's is part of the chess mafia.
Is Eric Rosen part of the chess mafia?
I'm part of Hikaru's mafia apparently because I've done some commentary for him.
Ah, yeah, of course. I forgot about that.
But that's not chess.com. Like you cannot be mafia by association.
Well, this is mafia by association of association, right?
I'm sort of getting lost into this mafia whole diagram. Yeah, I don't know. I don't I don't know. It's tough. It's tough. I'm getting lost in it.
It's like the Matrix. You need to see how deep the rabbit hole goes.
And on that note, I think it's time to call it a day, and I'm ready to go do my stuff. I'm ready to let you go do yourself.
Right, I'll show the cat's sleeping. He's just been sleeping the whole time. He's not disturbed by this mafia talk at all.
By the way, this is exactly what the mafia would do. It would just like stroke the cat, chilling.
You're thinking of Blofeld, right?
Yes.
He had this fat cat that he always. But he's not really a mafia. I mean, he's just one guy, and he just wants to like take over the world one way or another. But it's basically just like one guy, and he has some henchmen, right?
Yes.
I mean, that sounds kind of like Hans. Just one guy against the world with his cat trying to.
Oh, I'm done. I'm done with this mafia subject.